charity envieth not. Continue with our revival of love today. And one of the things about love is that that Paul brought that out in talking about the difference between the law and faith. That the law is the tutor of faith that teaches us. And you can read about that in his letter to Galatians. He said all these things about law leading us into the time of faith. And so then through faith, then we have our life in Christ. And the law is like a schoolmaster for us. And he said, as our bishop referred to in his letter, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, neither male nor female, for you're all one in Christ. The old covenant in the Torah that Paul referred to in his when they were talking about his Psalms a while ago, there is the law that was given by Moses, and it has all these familiar parts to it and has the unfamiliar parts to it. Of course, we're all like real familiar with the Ten Commandments. And there's also the Levitical Code, and Deuteronomy has the Ten Commandments and some of the other laws, and it's in Exodus. It's out of Leviticus and Deuteronomy that Jesus lifted up the two most important laws that everybody always likes to forget about. But that's what we're emphasizing here in our revival of love, is the ones that Jesus said are the most important ones, and then he took it to another level. Not only love God and love your neighbor, but to love as Christ has loved us. And so he said that on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And all the apostles affirmed this also in their writings, all to the Romans and Galatians, saying that, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So today, as we think about that attribute of love that Paul wrote about as envy, not being envious, then we would want to also think about that in light of the law of love, that we are looking at all these laws through the lens of Christ's love for us. And if it's envy, then it isn't love. And if it isn't love, then it isn't Christ. Envy, we think of as that an inordinate desire to have what someone else has, maybe tangible items, maybe intangible items like power or prestige, and even spiritual, like Simon in the book of Acts. He was seeing how that the apostles were laying hands on people and people were receiving the Holy Ghost. And so he was envious of that. He asked that he might have that same power, and he's offered some money for that. And so he was in big trouble with Peter, and Peter rebuked him very sharply. And you can read about that in the book of Acts, but it's pretty sharp rebuke and scary to even think about it, to somebody a long time ago, let alone to be the one that was said to. So read about that. And Simon then repented of that, and he realized that that wasn't, that he was, what his problem was. He was being envious of this spiritual, power. And so I think, that's a lesson for all of us as Christians to be careful about being envious even of spirituality and spiritual powers. The Bible teaches us all about love, and we're not going to sing that song today. We've got about to sing that on the way home or something, but about may each heart be kindled with fire from above. Fill each heart with thy love. Revive us again. Paul taught us about that one attribute of that one part of what it means to be envious when he's talking about contentment. He said that he has learned to be content in whatever situation that is placed in, whatever comes his way. And he had some rough things come his way. But he said, I've learned to be content with that. And so that's a good lesson for us as we think about what it means to avoid being envious and not to love, and that part of love, not to envy, is to be content, not to be discontent, but to be content with what we have, with what we are given, what situation we're in. That doesn't mean not to want to do more or be more and all that, or to have ambition, but also not to be all upset about it and looking at other people and thinking, well, you know, being upset with them because of what they have and want to take away what they have for ourselves, and being tied up in that, having our mind just dwelling and all our work and efforts going into trying to be content with what we don't have, when we can be content with where we are and what we have. And also the same with resentment. You know, Paul wrote that there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so we also need to not take offense at others or be at enmity with others. We need to not have that resentment, not carry it. If we have some resentments in our thinking and our feelings toward others, then we need to ask God to forgive us for that, so that we can love as Christ has loved without having that kind of, you know, look at what he did on Calvary. He was able to go all the way through Calvary, through the torture of the cross, without bearing resentment, even towards those who were putting him there. And so along with that is not only not to bear that resentment ourselves, but not to do things that cause other people to be resentful toward us or toward others, or cynical and things like that. Because a lot of times, you know, we would don't mind, you know, being, you know, poking a little dig now and then at somebody, or showing off a little bit, or being, you know, showing people what we've got or what we're getting to do and things like that. And we need to think about how that makes other people feel, and not stir them in a way that makes them feel resentful towards us or toward their situation that they're in, or feel discontent or covetousness. And the reason why I brought up about the law earlier at the beginning of this message is because a big part of what it means to envy is covetousness, which this is the law as it's read from Exodus chapter 20. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And that's kind of the operative word there. Anything. Don't covet anything. And that is the tenth of all the commandments. When we look at that just on standalone, we kind of have one perspective of that. But when we look at that as an element of what it means to love our neighbor as ourselves, to love as Christ has loved, then it gives us a little bit different just perspective as we look at that commandment and all the others as well. That these are not just given out as some arbitrary rules thrown out by somebody who just wants to see if people will do whatever he says and stuff like that. They're given as guides for us to be able to learn, as Paul wrote, of the schoolmaster, to learn what it means to love and what it means not to love, and then to work those things through our thinking and our feeling and the way that we live our lives. And so not something to go around and hold up against people, but something to practice in our lives and think about and develop and cultivate, that we are not going around just wishing that we had what our neighbors had, or to have what everybody else has, but to have what God is giving us and offering us and inviting us to. Because we just right for each of us what he gives us in his providence. And so that's the invitation. Well, envy here, then, we can see is the opposite of kindness that we talked about last week. And so we're invited to lay aside that envy. Lay aside our own envy, forgive it when we see it in others, and be careful not to cause others to be envious in what we say and do. And so in offering this invitation, you're invited to step out, to come to the altar, to pray, to pray where you are, to pray as you go home, and just to process this and make it a part of our lives to be people who are not envious, but people of love and kindness. In the name of Jesus, amen.